This is Alive with Joseph.
Hallelujah. Still standing, let me read quickly James chapter 6, chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, and I will also read 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41 to 45. Still standing, I read, it says, James chapter 5, 16 to 18, confess to one another therefore your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Elijah was a human being with a nature such as we have, with feelings, affection, and constitution like ours. And he prayed earnestly for it not to rain, and no rain fell on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And then he prayed again, and the heavens supplied rain, and the land produced its crops as usual. Quickly, 1 Kings 18, 41 to 45 says, and Elijah said to Ahab, go up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel and bowed himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. Elijah said, go again 7 times. And at the 7th time, the servant said, a cloud as small as a man's hand is arising out of the sea. And Elijah said, go up, say to Ahab, hitch your chariots and go down, lest the rain stop you. In a little while, the heavens were black with wind swept clouds, and there was a great rain. And Ahab went to Jezreel. Amen. Look for 3 people, announce to them, change it by intercession. Change it by intercession. Look for someone you didn't come to church. Look straight into their eyes. Even if they are not smiling, look straight into their eyes. Change it by intercession. Hallelujah. Now give Jesus praise. Amen. Please, you may be seated. The Bible tells us that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available that is dynamic in his nature. So, child of God, until you and I understand intercession, nothing will be available to us, or nothing will be available to you until you understand intercession. Even though those things has been given to you, if you do not understand intercession, what has been given to you will not be available. It is in the place of intercession that make, it is in the place of intercession that the things that are available to you is now made a reality in your life. It is in the place of intercession you make available the desires of your heart that has already been granted. It is in the place of intercession. The Bible said Elijah was a human being like you and I. The Bible said he was a man like you and a human being like us. But Elijah did what some of us are not willing to do. He did what some of us don't want to do. Elijah, having a good understanding of prayer and intercession, the Bible said he prayed that there should be no rain, and there was no rain. Then he went back again and prayed for rain to come, and rain came down. Child of God, if you understand the tremendous power of prayer and intercession, you can determine what is and what shouldn't be. That is, if you understand intercession, you will know what to allow and what not to allow. Elijah, the Bible says, he was a human being like us. He didn't complain like most people would have complained. He didn't murmur like most people are murmuring. Instead, what he did was he stopped. He didn't complain. He went into the place of intercession and commanded rain to come. He went instead in the place of intercession and commanded the rain that has not fallen for over 3 years to return. Why? Because he understood the power of intercession. Instead of complaining about what he didn't like, he went and changed what he didn't like by his intercession. He didn't want to see what he didn't want to see. He stopped it, and what he wanted to see, he provoked it to happen. What he didn't want to see, instead of complaining about it, what he didn't want to see, instead of him, going and murmuring and telling everybody about it. What he wanted to see, he called it into manifestation to superimpose what he didn't want to see. Listen, friends, you and I have that responsibility to change what we do not want to see by the power of intercession. He didn't go about murmuring and complaining that there is no rain, there is drought everywhere. Rather, he stopped what he didn't see. He lifted his voice in the place of prayer, stopped what he didn't see. Many believers go about complaining, murmuring. They go about complaining, murmuring, consigning what God has given them the power to change. They keep complaining, consigning what God has given them the ability to change. They go about murmuring, consigning what God has given them the strength to change, what God has given them the spiritual mandates to change. I stand here today. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. Whatever has made your life miserable in this season, I cut it off in the name of Jesus. I declare after now, your experience shall be different in the name of Jesus. I say you will not experience that misery again in the name of Jesus. Whatever has been incapacitating your greatness, reducing you to nothing, today I stand here by the power of prayer. Let your story change in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loudest amen. I said, let your story change in the name of Jesus. Listen, friends, you can change that situation by intercession. When you understand fervent prayer, you determine what is made available to you. You determine what is made available to you when you understand fervent prayer. When you read the book of James chapter 5, you know, when you study that scripture, it doesn't really give us a clear picture of what Elijah did. That is why many of us miss it. You know, it looks like it was light what Elijah did. Many of us don't have an idea of the face by face and stage by stage Elijah had to go through, of the face by face, stage by stage, by the act of Elijah in causing the rain to appear. When you study now the book of 1 Kings, it now paints a better picture for you and I of what Elijah really did that was captured in the book of James chapter 5. 1 Kings chapter 18 shows us how Elijah was able to overturn a condition, how he was able to overturn the situation, how Elijah was able to influence the circumstances that had befallen the nation by his intercession. Verse 41 of 1 Kings 18 says, Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. He said, go up, go and eat and drink. There is a sound of abundance. He didn't say there is going to be. Neither did he say it may be. He said there is the sound of abundance of rain, which means he was certain, which means the abundance is already there. The rain is already there. He is not speaking by speculation. He is speaking by knowing. I declare over you in this season of 1,000 times more, everything that God has ordained for you, let it rest on you in the name of Jesus. I say, let it rest on you in the name of Jesus. Then verse 42, he said, so Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel. He bowed himself down upon the earth, put his face between his knees. Whatever is existed in the realms of the spirit. Listen, friends, if you do not understand intercession, it cannot be yours in physical reality. Whatever is already existed in the realms of the spirit, whatever is exists in the realms of the spirit. But when you do not understand the power of intercession, it cannot be your reality in the natural. Then verse 43 tells us, and said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked towards the sea and said, there is nothing. Elijah said again 7 times, go and look again. His servant went to look and comes back and said, there is nothing. There is a sound of abundance of rain, but when I look in the physical, there is nothing. There is a sound of abundance of rain, when I look in the natural, there is nothing. So what do I do to bring what is already existing into physical reality? What you do is called intercession. What you do is called intercession. What you do, he said, go and look. There is a sound of abundance of rain. The servant went and said, there is nothing. But Elijah continued in his intercession. When Elijah said to Ahab, if you study that scripture very well, when Elijah said to Ahab, there is a sound of abundance of rain. There is a sound of abundance of rain. He didn't go finish saying it and went and did nothing. The sound is there. The abundance of rain is there. The servant went, checked physically. There was nothing. But in the realms of the spirit, it was already there. Whether you see it with your optic eyes or not, it does not change the truth that what the Lord have said is available to you. I pray for you today as your amen will thunder. Receive what God has given in the name of Jesus. I say receive what God has given in the name of Jesus. Physically, there was practically nothing. The servant went the first time, there was nothing. The servant went the second time, there was nothing. He went the third, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth time, there was nothing. What does that mean? It simply means whatever is available for you, if you don't understand intercession, you will get nothing physically. Whatever is available for you, if you do not understand intercession, you will get nothing physical. The reason many are not seeing anything in their business, they can't see anything in their career, can't see anything in their life, is because they are not bringing forth from the realms of the spirit into the physical realm what has already been provided. Child of God, listen to me. Your expectation is available. Your desires are available. Your open door is available. Your new job is available. Your healing and restoration is available. Your breakthrough is available. Whatever it is you're trusting God for, it is available. Thunder, it is available. Thunder, it is available. Thunder, it is available. Listen, friends, whatever you're believing God for to do, it has already been done and completed already in the realms of the spirit. It is available. If you don't understand intercession, what is available in the spirit will never be yours in physical reality. When you study the Bible very well, you will see that all the promises of God, they are in past tense. All the promises of God. Before you ever think of making a request, it is already available. Before you ever think of, you know, verbalizing your desires, it is already available. The Bible says, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, as his divine power has given to us, how many things? All things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. There is the sound of abundance of rain, but it is in the spirit. Elijah didn't just say there is a sound of abundance of rain. Then he went to the mall. He didn't say there is a sound of abundance of rain. After saying it, he went on a holiday. He went to Hawaii. No, no, no. He didn't say there is a sound of abundance of rain and he went to sleep. No. He didn't say there is a sound of abundance of rain and he went to funeral. No, no, no. He didn't say there is a sound of abundance of rain and he went, you know, on a friendly party. No. After saying there is a sound of abundance of rain, the Bible said he went into intercession. He entered into intercession to create in the physical reality what is already existing in the realms of the spirit. The challenge is many of you will verbalize what God have said and you will go to sleep. You will verbalize what God have said. You will fold your arms. You will verbalize what God have said. You will just keep quiet. But my friend, listen to me. If you don't force it into manifestation, it will never happen. It will remain a promise over your life. You will die with a promise and never get to enjoy the promise. But I declare over you today, receive grace to intercede in the name of Jesus. I say, receive grace to intercede in the name of Jesus. Elijah went into intercession to bring to pass what was already in the realms of the spirit. Sometimes we blame the devil. Some other times we blame God. While actually it is that you have not taken responsibility as required of you. Many are not taking responsibility as required of them. That is why they love prophets. Because one man sees one corner and begin to call your phone number. And you think by calling off your phone number, your story will change. No, 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 no. If that is how it works, everybody's story will have changed. If that is how it works, everybody's story will, including the one calling your number. There is a sound of abundance of rain. So we blame God, blame the devil. While actually, it is you have not taken responsibility as required of you. Many believers have not done what they should do. They are complaining about what is not. When you understand intercession, you will know that intercession is your transportation system to move things in the realms of the spirit into the physical realm. If you understand intercession, you will be able to stop in the physical whatever you don't like as a believer. God has planned, God has prepared, God has predestined everything that concerns you. God has a will indicating what is available to you as a bona fide child of God and a bona fide child of the kingdom. In that document, in that His will, it is listed that your health is available. In that His will, that document, it shows that your property, your prosperity, your well-being is available. In that document, it shows that what you are looking for is available. But friends, if you don't get into intercession, if you do not get into prayer, as Jesus have said, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, you may never experience what is done in heaven. Your earthly experience will be bitter. Your earthly experience will be bitter. You will have a heavenly will of greatness and you will suffer earthly smallness. You will have a heavenly will of prosperity. You will suffer earthly poverty. You listen, going to heaven is guaranteed. You will arrive in heaven, but you will arrive in heaven like Lazarus. You will suffer untold hardship. Sickness will be jumping in and out of your body anyhow, right? Because you have refused to take your healing that is available. Not just healing. God doesn't just want to give you healing. He wants you to live in health and vitality. That through you, you are healing others. The Bible says you shall lay hands on the sick. Now, when you are dying of sickness, how will you lay hands on the sick? How will you lay hands on the sick? You can't give what you don't have. So until you import the will of God that is settled in heaven into your earthly reality, your life on earth will be so different from heaven's provision for you. And that is how many believers' life is. Their life on earth is so different from heaven's provision for them. Their life on earth is so different. When you look at their life and look at the realities of the kingdom, it doesn't correlate. Their life looks so different. You almost ask them, are you an unbeliever? Because by the happenings in your life, these are the happenings of unbelievers. The Bible says, these things should not be mentioned among us. Give the Lord your praise this morning, this evening. So many have exchanged intercession for a casual confession. Confession cannot replace intercession. If you like, be confessing. You know, God is good, you know, professor, I'm the living now. I manifest. Okay, continue. If that was what Elijah did, there will never have been rain. Keep doing, you know, God is good. You know, I manifest. Hallelujah. Okay, be manifesting. It will only end on your tongue. When we look at you, there's nothing manifesting. Instead, there's calamities everywhere. But I pray for you today. Your story changes in the name of Jesus. I say your story changes in the name of Jesus. Listen, confession cannot replace intercession. Confession cannot take the place of empowered, faith-filled intercession. If you miss intercession, you will lack manifestation. If you miss intercession, you will lack manifestation. And I declare by the power of intercession, whatever is not the will of God for your life that you are experiencing, I decree this evening, I command it be cleared off in the name of Jesus. Whatever you desire to see in the remaining months of this year, I pray for you, let it be transported into your life in the name of Jesus. I say, let it come into your life in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. If you miss intercession, you will lack manifestation. What then is intercession? Intercession is the expression of your expectation that is powered by revelation and driven by the picture of your imagination. Intercession is the expression of your expectation powered by revelation of scriptures and driven by the picture of your imagination. So, as it is powered by the revelation of scriptures, it is equally driven by the picture of what you want that has been formed in your imagination. When you understand this, intercession becomes a delight. Intercession, prayer becomes a delight. When you understand it, you will not need anyone to motivate you to pray. The reason why many need motivation is because they have no revelation. When you need motivation to pray, you have no revelation. When you understand this, you will pray without anyone policing you to pray. Why? Because your expectations are so real. You can't wait to express them through in your intercession. You can't wait to express them through your intercession. When you understand this, my friend, you will not be sleeping when it is time for prayer. Intercession is powered by the word of God, which we call revelation. It is driven by imagination. So you are expressing your expectation with some calculated declarations. You are expressing your expectations with consistency. You are expressing your expectations with fervency. That is prayer. Not today you express your expectation, then the next time we see you is after 2 years when we have come to motivate you. No prayer fire, no nothing. Listen, you stay in this church, the minimum everyone in this assembly should pray is 1 hour. You're part of this assembly, your follow come. The Lord give you understanding. Except your follow come. You're part of this assembly, the minimum you should pray is 1 hour. You know, God doesn't listen to long prayers. Thank you. Just pray it. Leave the listening. How do you know God doesn't listen to long prayers? Who told you that? All these lazy Christians everywhere. You're listening to them. You're listening to them. Hallelujah. Give God your praise this evening. Celebrate the Lord. When you understand this about intercession, intercession becomes a delight. It becomes a delight. Intercession becomes a delight. It becomes a delight. Intercession becomes a child of God. Listen, if you ever have expectation, it is time to express it. Elijah said, I want to see rain fall. It has been too dry in this place. I want to see some rain fall. The drought has gone on for too long. I am tired of this drought. I want to see rain in my life. I want to see rain in my family. Then Elijah switched into the technology designed for that. He prayed that there should be rain, and there was rain. He prayed there should be rain, and there was rain. There have been too many dryness in your business. Your business has been dry now 2 years. You keep complaining about COVID. My friend, change it. No profit coming anywhere. Your pocket is so dry, it has holes in them. And you keep quiet. And you keep quiet. You love it like that. My friend, change it. God has given you the technology to change it. It is called intercession. Elijah, after declaring there is a sound of abundance of rain, he was the major prophet. He was a major prophet. He didn't go to sleep. He entered into the place of intercession because he knew that if he didn't intercede, the enemy would make a mockery of him. Hallelujah. Give Jesus praise tonight. Child of God, whatever you expect, if you understand how to express it based on the word of God with a picture of what you want, it will definitely get to you. By the virtue of my definition. Now that shows you that, you know, you can see what intercession is, and there are challenges in intercession. And one of the major challenges, one of the many challenges in intercession is lack of expectation. Number one, lack of expectation. That is why many people's life is not coordinated in the direction of manifestation. Some believers don't even know why they go to church. They don't know. That is why they never come with expectation. There are people who fast because we have said fast. They are not fasting with expectation. There are those who come to church on a Sunday because they can't go to a shrine. They don't have expectation. They just come because accurate. They say come to church. You hear me, friends? Every time you come to the house of God, come with expectation. Come with expectation. Every time I come to this house, I come with expectation. That is why, even when I'm preaching, I am receiving myself because I desire a better tomorrow. I don't want my yesterday to be better than my today. I don't want to be singing a better yesterday. I desire a better tomorrow. So when I come with expectation. I know they go from strength to strength. Every one of them appearing before the Lord in Zion. Lord, I have appeared. Jesus, I have appeared. Change my story in this service. Let it be that service that I receive the word that finally rewrites my destiny. Come with expectation. Come with expectation. Come with expectation. So the reason many don't intercede, have no desire for expressing their, their expressing intercession, is because they have no expectation. They have no expectation. Where there is no expectation, there cannot be commitment to intercession. Where there is no expectation, there can never be commitment to intercession. The reason many, we say 5 a.m., stand up to pray, and they are still sleeping. They sleep with every sense of, satisfaction. It's because there is no expectation. They are not expecting anything. Hallelujah. Give Jesus praise. Give Jesus praise. You know, Pastor, it's too cold these days. It's too cold. It's too cold. It's too cold. People are going to work. And because they're, thank you, my wife. They go to work because they are expecting salary. Don't you go to work in this cold? Please answer me, and I'll be honest. Don't you go to funeral in this cold? Don't you run in this cold, for those of us who run. Don't you run in this cold? You run. I do. And I know my friend, my brother, he also does. We do. We don't say it's cold, though. Actually, we're jumping up. If you see us in the cold. On Saturday, I had to lay hands on me. I told him, lay hands on me because my legs are tired. Give me some of your legs. In the cold. But when it's time for prayer, we have all kinds of excuses. Why? Because there is no expectation. No expectation. No expectation. People have no expectation. That is why they cannot express anything in intercession. Because of lack of expectation. Child of God, understand that this is the house of God. And Jesus said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Child of God, what are your expectations? Can I ask you, what are your expectations? When you don't have expectation, listen friends, every instruction will be difficult. When you don't have expectations, every journey will be too far. Every price will be too much to pay. The reason why every journey is too far is because you have no expectation. The reason why the price is too high or too much for you to pay is because you have no expectation. Where there is expectation, there is no journey that is too far. Where there is expectation, there is no instruction that will be too hard. Where there is expectation, there is no price that is too high to be paid. When you know what you are looking for, you will be committed to what is required to acquire what you desire. The reason why many are not committed to what is required is because they don't have any desire. They don't have any desire. They don't have any desire. They don't know what they're looking for. And the reason many can't pray the way they are supposed to pray is because they don't even know what they are looking for in the first place. It is because they have no expectation. I pray for you today. Standing on this altar, I decree and I declare, by the end of this May, receive your expectations in the name of Jesus. Receive your heart desire in the name of Jesus. By the end of this May, receive your expectations in the name of Jesus. Receive manifestation in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Child of God, you and I must have an expectation. That is one challenge I've seen in intercession. No expectation. You must have an expectation. Have an expectation. For you to have intercession, there must be an expectation. Why? Intercession is the expression of your expectation. Intercession is the expression of your expectation. When I talk about expression, I am talking about consistent, fervent, passionate intercession. Consistent, fervent, passionate intercession. Listen, I don't know about you. I can't see the reason. I can't see the reason why I pray and there's no sweat coming out. Forgive me, I don't know about you. It's like someone says, I jumped into the water and I can't see. Your body is not wet. Which water did you enter? We need to question the water. Is it holy water? You pray 1 hour, fervent 1 hour prayer, and you come out, your body is not soaked. My friend, go back. You didn't pray. You were playing. Hallelujah. Fervent. Fervent. And when I talk about it, I'm talking about consistent, fervent, passionate intercession. I'm not talking about casual confession that lacks spiritual solidity. I'm not talking about, you know, casual confession, you know, God is going on. I just love God. Jesus, I just love you. I love you. You've done it all. You've done it all. Praise God. Praise God. Isn't God good? God good. He good. Hey, your villagers are just laughing. They're just looking at you. Say, see this one. Let's just allow him finish. We'll clap him with one sickness. Let him finish. By the time he finishes, God is good. God is good. You can't even bring down the hand again. Okay. I will show you something. Let's be going. So I'm talking about what Elijah did to the point it has to be referenced in the New Testament. To the point it became a prayer model for the believer. The servant of Elijah checked 7 times. In all those times, Elijah was expressing his expectation through intercession consistently, fervently, passionately. Apostle James, in a description, called it this way. He said, confess your sins to one another. And he now said, the effective, fervent prayer. That's how the Apostle James had to describe the prayer of Elijah. He said, the man prayed a prayer. Put the scripture for me on the screen. The man prayed a prayer. He said, it was effective. It was a fervent prayer. He now continued to describe the frequency of, the expression of Elijah. He continued in verse 17 to 18. He said, Elijah was a man like a man with a nature like ours. He prayed earnestly that it will not rain. It did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. That was how Apostle James had to describe this man's prayer. He said, this man didn't just pray any kind. This man was fervent in his prayer. This man was fervent in his prayer. He prayed earnestly, not sparingly. Elijah maintained the frequency of expression until the rain came. So when the servant would go and come back, he maintained the frequency of his expression. He maintained the frequency. There was at no point he was discouraged. There was at no point he was discouraged. There was at no point he was going about social media, writing how discouraged he was and getting, oh, shame. God will do it. God will do it. And they're laughing at you. He maintained the frequency of his expression until the rain came. So what I'm talking about is a frequency of expectation until the devil is cleared out of your way. What I'm talking about is a frequency of expectation until your desires become a reality. I'm talking about a frequency of expectation until your family story changes. A frequency of expectation until that child's life is turned around. A frequency of expectation until your marriage becomes a glory on the earth. He maintained the frequency of expectation, of expression. He maintained it. He maintained. They came back and told him the first time, there was nothing. He continued. There was nothing. He continued. There was nothing. He continued. He was not frustrated. He was not angry. He didn't stand up. He continued until something came. Hallelujah. Receive grace to stay in the place of intercession in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen. Receive grace to sustain intercession until your result comes in the name of Jesus. Do you know, friends, that if Elijah had not maintained a frequency of fervency, he would have been discouraged. The reason many are discouraged is because they don't maintain the frequency of fervency. They don't. Can you imagine? You send your servant. He goes. He keeps coming back. I can imagine the servant wrote, oh God, there's nothing now. Can't we just stop? I can imagine the servant coming back the fourth time. Oh God, I'm sure he was screaming from outside. Oh God, there is no rain. Oh, there's no rain. There's no rain. Not even a drop. Not even chicken. Nothing. Nothing. But the man said, go back again. How many of you receive bad news and you continue? He said, you pack up. He said, this month I'm not going to church again. My friend, you go to church, you don't go to church. He's still God. Yeah. You know, the challenge is, we think when we don't go to church, God is affected. That's the problem, you know. I don't know what enters our little mind to think, you know, that when I don't come to church, and I begin to think that God is affected, he stops being God, or his bread is reduced. No. He remains God. All by himself. He has been God before you were born. He has been God before your mama and papa met each other. He has remained God. He has seen all kinds. Even when the devil rebelled, he was still God. And he's still God. Elijah would have been discouraged. The reason many are discouraged is because there's no fervency. There's no fervency. And yet this man has already told Ahab to go home because he heard the sound of abundance of rain. In the place of fervent intercession, Elijah killed his doubts. Kayana Maradaba. In the place of fervent intercession, doubt was killed. Child of God, it is in the place of fervent intercession that you kill your doubts. It is in the place of fervent intercession that you kill your unbelief. It is in the place of fervent intercession that every discouragement and any discouragement is killed. Pray until you leave the realm of doubt. You leave the realms of confusion. You come into the realms of certainty and manifestation. Pray until you come out of the realms of doubt. You come out of the realms of confusion. You enter the realms of certainty that of a sure, this God, what he has said will happen. Even if the devil decides to live in my house. Hallelujah. In the place of fervent intercession, Elijah killed his doubt. Hey, many of you, your cloud of doubt is heavier than your cloud of rain of abundance. Your cloud of doubt is heavier than your cloud of intercession. Your cloud of doubt is too heavy. You're walking around with a heavy cloud of doubt. And it is because you have not been fervent in intercession. Today we see you in morning prayer. The next day you find an excuse not to be there. And listen, friends. There will be abundance of excuse not to pray. Because the devil doesn't want you to pray. He loves you when you don't pray. Because he knows that is your transportation system to move what is available for you into becoming earthly reality. So what does he do? He tampers with your transportation system. When you look at the story of Hannah and the expression of her intention and expectation, Prophet Eli got to the point where he mistook her for a drunk woman. When she finished praying, you know, the woman prayed so much that the prophet looked at, because the prophet was used to seeing drunk women come to the I'm not talking about drunk women come. And he found, like, no, man. Your own drunkenness today is beyond me. What's wrong with you? That was how much this woman was expressing her expectation. That when she finished praying, she had not met her husband yet. But the Bible said her countenance changed. Why? Because she had prayed to a level whereby she knew that a baby had entered a womb with or without her husband's input. The Bible said her countenance changed. She rose and said, "My husband, let's go home." When you finish intercession, you know without any shadow of doubt that it is settled. Friends, understand the power of consistent, continuous, fervent, earnest expression of intention. This casual approach towards prayer is what has made some people a casualty in the journey of life. This casual approach, we try to minimize and reduce the power of prayer. We try to minimize everywhere. People are doing their best to reduce prayer. Everywhere, including pastors, including Christians, including believers. Actually, it is coming more from believers than unbelievers. Unbelievers actually believe more in the power of prayer than lazy Christians who want to justify their laziness, spiritual laziness in the things of God. So they do everything to minimize the power of prayer. Don't join them. My friend, I've come as your father to warn you. Don't join them. Don't join them. Leave them alone. You do you, boo. I spoke like an American. You do you. Whatever makes you happy, do. Where now you say prayer, you don't need prayer. Fine, you do you. Stop trying to convince me. It's like someone trying to convince me not to tithe. You say you don't like tithe. It's not a problem. Why are you not trying to convince me? What is your problem now? I've lost friends because of my prayer life. Oh, I've lost relationships. Ministry relationships. Because some people feel that we're praying too much. And in their little head, they think that we don't do anything other than prayer. And I leave them to what is in their little head. It doesn't concern me. It's your thinking, not my thinking. In this same prayer altar, we have ambassadors. Ambassador who pray on this prayer altar. Show me how many ambassadors is in their own altar. In this same altar. We have serious professionals. You know, so just leave them. Don't join them. What did I say? Don't join them. When there is expectation in your heart, when there's expectation in your heart, expression will become natural. Why? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak something. He said, my heart was indicting in a good matter. And I couldn't hold on. What did I do? I opened my mouth. I started speaking. If there is something in your heart, listen, your mouth will express it. There are some of you here, there are too many wrong things happening around you. Too many wrong things. Too many wrong things. Things are falling apart. But I stand here today by the abundance of what is in my heart. I declare that those wrong things, I change them tonight in the name of Jesus. As I change them tonight in the name of Jesus, I declare this is the last time you will experience those things in the name of Jesus. After today's service, you will look for those things. You will not find them in the name of Jesus. You will look for that problem. You will not find it in the name of Jesus. Any matter you desire settled, I stand to declare it is settled in the name of Jesus. I say it is settled in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Secondly, quickly. The second thing, challenge I see when it comes to intercession is many don't have in their heart a picture of what they want. Every intercession without a picture of what you want in your mind, cannot enter your life. And that is why many believers can't intercede. Why? Because they don't have any image of what they are expressing. Anything you pray about without the corresponding image formation, without the corresponding image formation, there can never be a manifestation. And this is what God tells prophet Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 11 to 12, he said, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? Jeremiah, what do you see? He said, I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well. Based on the image that I've been formed in your heart, you have seen well. What do you see, Jeremiah? What do you see? For he now said, for I am ready to perform my word. Jeremiah, what are you seeing with your mind? Can I ask you, friends, what do you see with your inner eyes? Hear this. If God can't get you to see it with your inner eyes, you will not see it with your physical eyes. He brought out Abraham. He said, look, as far as your eyes can see. Do you think he was talking about physical eyes? My friend, Abraham was very old at that level. His eyes were already dim. And there was no anybody prescribing any, you know, medicated glasses for him. But by the time Abraham saw with his inner eyes, God was committed to bring to pass what he has seen. Do you know that anytime you open your mouth in intercession, your heart is visited first to check if what is coming out of your mouth is corresponding with what is in your heart. How do I know? 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord, this is where I'm going to, for the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And the major content of the heart is imagination. Take your time to use scriptures to paint the exact image of what you want. Take scriptures to paint the picture in your heart. After painting the picture with scriptures, my friend, begin with intercession. Begin with intercession. When you start praying, listen, friends, you'll be creating the picture that you have formulated with scriptures in your heart. You will be superimposing the picture that you have created on your physical material world. Do you all think, listen, let me ask you, do you think that Elijah was actually praying for rain? No, sir. He wasn't. Sila, pause and think. He wasn't. How do I know? Elijah was creating a cloud. That was why he kept asking his servant, go and check. The very moment the young man returned and said, I see a cloud like the hand of a man. He said, the picture I want is perfected. Tell Ahab to quickly go. There was no rain. He just said, I see a cloud. That's the picture I've been looking for. And he said, go and tell Ahab quickly, quickly, quickly. The picture I saw in my heart is now about to manifest. And the very moment Ahab moved a bit, the picture, boom, rain opened. It started raining everywhere. So when we're talking about 1,000 times more, now God gave to us through the EOG conference, take the scripture, Deuteronomy 1:11. Paint the picture of 1,000 times more in your heart concerning your business. Paint it in your heart concerning your job. Paint it in your heart concerning your family. Paint it in your heart concerning your spouse. Paint it. After painting the picture with scripture, enter into intercession to now express your expectation. Listen, friends, if you don't understand intercession, we can't even begin to think of changing your situation. Why? Because we change your situation by superimposing the picture you have on your physical world. Ask yourself tonight, what do I really want to see? As I begin to close somewhere here. When you know what you really want to see, you will start creating the picture. The image of what you really want to see, and when your imagination, the image of what you really want to see, and when your imagination is in place, driven by intercession, your situation changes. It changes. Every condition around you changes. Location changes. Hayana marada. It changes. It changes. When we were by the corner, I was seeing multitude. That's why I would dress for multitude. Is it my wearing jeans started in the later part because we wanted to make sure that everybody is accommodated. How, you know, somebody will say, you know, Pastor, I don't have suits. That's why I can't come to church. So we wanted to make it clear that no, you don't need suits to come to church. You don't need all of that. Wear a short knicker. Just hit the service. It's Jesus we're looking for. Come the way you are. So that everybody can see that you don't need suits to come to the house of God. But those days, I will wear my suit, my friend. Hayana maradaba. I'll be vibrating. One boy came one day after service. What such a wicked boy. You know, very wicked human being. He came to me. He said, Muruti, when I was hearing you outside, I thought it was a crusade with a lot of people. But when I entered, you were not up to 10. I said, this boy, the devil sent you. Very wicked boy. And he was saying he's smiling. He told his friends, when I saw Muruti, because they knew me from Palabo, he said, when I saw Muruti vibrating, I thought he was a guest speaker. Because by my picture, I wasn't seeing 10. Ayina maradaba. By my picture, you behave in line with what you have seen. Ah, my friend, you behave in line, in accordance with what you have seen. That's how you behave. Your behavior is a direct response of what you have seen. So intercession is the superimposition of an imagination or a given situation by your declaration. Any condition can change, my friend. That is to say, you painted a picture in your heart by the revelation of scriptures. You take that picture from your heart, superimpose it on your condition. I don't like how this looks like. By your consistency, your fervency, your earnestness, the thing has to change. If there is no exact picture of what you want, how do you expect to change what you are in when you don't have a picture of what it should be? If there is no picture in your mind, there is nothing heaven can interpret. There is nothing heaven can interpret. It's like, for example, we build it. The picture of how the building will look is already painted first by the architect. Then the builders take what the architect has painted and interpret it. The builders are not the one who painted the picture of the house. The architect painted, drew it the way, the centimeters and everything. Then hands it over to the builders and say, based on what I have drawn, go and interpret. That's how it is. We paint the picture in our hearts. Heaven takes what we have painted by scriptures. He begins to interpret. He interprets in your marriage. He interprets in your business. He interprets in your career. Interprets in your marriage. Interprets in your children's life. Interprets in your husband, your wife's life. Why? Because by your picture, you have given them what to work with. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So if there is no picture, there is nothing heaven can interpret. And I pray for whatever you desire to see. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, your hands will carry them in the name of Jesus. Whatever good news you desire to hear, your ears will hear them in the name of Jesus. I close with this. Take note of this quickly. Number one, without intercession, destiny is delayed. A journey and captivity of 400 years for the children of Israel became 430 years because of lack of intercession. While a journey of 70 years, when it came to the life, to the issue of Daniel and Nehemiah and all of the other guys, by books they discover that they are not supposed to stay in that captivity beyond 70 years. 3 years before the 70 years, they started interceding. They started interceding. At the 69th year, they were released. They didn't even get to the 70 years. Because by intercession. Why these other ones? Because of lack of intercession, their delay, their captivity was elongated. They stayed longer than necessary. May you not stay longer than necessary in the name of Jesus. Number two, without intercession, you will become vulnerable to human wickedness. Without intercession, Apostle James was killed. With intercession, Apostle Peter was rescued. The same apostles, but different result. Why? The difference was intercession. Concerning Peter, the Bible said in Acts 12:5, Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. We never get to see that when it came to James' issue. This was the missing link for James. Prayer was constantly made to God for Peter by the church. And when that happened, the angel that was idle, the angel that was, you know, that was not doing anything. In the case of James, the same angel came down for Peter. Because by intercession, he was provoked to work. The prison of Peter opened by supernatural intervention because of intercession. Child of God, if you miss intercession, you will become vulnerable to human wickedness. Friends, listen to me. Too many human beings are wicked, though. Humans are wicked. I repeat, I've lived long enough to know humans are wicked. There are people who look at you every day, they wish the worst of you. Why do I pray the way I pray? I know there are people who are wishing for Joseph to fall. Oh, they will wait forever. The Bible said, after they waited and waited for Paul to swell and die, after a while, they changed their mind. I don't know who are they waiting to see your downfall. In the name of our Lord Jesus, they will wait in vain in the name of Jesus. I said they'll wait in vain in the name of Jesus. They'll wait in vain in the name of Jesus. By intercession, they will wait in vain in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Humans are wicked. They are waiting for you to stumble, waiting for things to go bad for you. But it will never happen, no. I didn't hear your amen. I say it will never happen. I say it will never happen. The prison of Peter opened because of intercession. The devil is not powerful. It is the irresponsibility of the believer in the place of intercession that has given Satan's activities an upper hand in our lives. As the church prayed, the prison doors opened. Angels entered and brought him out. This dude was so wicked that the Bible said, after he killed James, he saw that he pleased the Jews. He went and took Peter. They didn't do anything. He saw that it pleased the Jews. Is that enough reason? There are those that they are looking. Because they can see that your pain is giving them pleasure. Oh, Jesus. The scripture says they will gather. But because their gathering is not of God, for your sake, I command them to fall in the name of Jesus. Say, because he saw it pleased the Jews, he went and apprehended Peter. As a matter of fact, Peter was even sleeping. When the action was taking place, Peter was sleeping because he took an angel to wake him up. How do I know? Look at verse 7. Acts 12. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared and the light shone in the cell. The light shone in the cell. Bro was still sleeping. That was how powerful their intercession was. That it didn't require the input of Peter. Bro was sleeping. He took the angel to struck. The Bible says he struck him. He didn't shake him a bit. He struck him. Where now, Peter? Wake up. We are here for you to escape. Then he said, quick, get up, he said. And the chains fell off. I don't know who you are. Under this anointing tonight, I command the chains hanging around you and your household to fall off in the name of Jesus. The chain that they have used to bind your business from making profit, I command it to fall off in the name of Jesus. I command it to fall off in the name of Jesus. I command it to fall off in the name of Jesus. Hey! The chain fell off. I said the chain fell off. The chain fell off. The chain fell off. The poverty fell off. The sickness fell off. The disease fell off. The battle fell off. The affliction fell off. The chain fell off. Human wickedness. So many years ago, and something happened for us. I'm not going into details. And this man spread our name everywhere, hoping that he will close the church. My friend, I will build my church and the gates of hell. On his station, he was playing our name. The battles we have fought, as small as we are, he was playing our name everywhere. But the more he played our name, the more the church was growing. The church was growing. The church was growing. I didn't start it. Jesus started it. And that's why every day I acknowledge him. Jesus, the owner of our life church. The rest is history. Let's leave it there. I declare enough of that wickedness in your life in the name of Jesus. I stand here to declare anyone that has vowed that you will not have peace, anyone that has vowed that they will not remove their hands from your matter, that they will not remove their hands from your life, they will not remove their hands from your family, they will not remove their hands from your business, I command their hands, Holy Ghost, fire in the name of Jesus. Listen, people become vulnerable to wickedness, to human wickedness, because they lack God's goodness. It is in the place of intercession. You turn wickedness to goodness. When you settle for intercession, wickedness will be turned to goodness. Hear me, friends. In the place of intercession, even in the lion's den, you can have a good night's sleep. Even in the lion's den. The only secret Daniel had was intercession. They said to him, don't pray to your God again. He said, how can I give up the only thing that has given me an advantage against all your wickedness? How can I give up what has given me an advantage against all your plottings, against all your gang ups, all your gang ups against me? How can I overcome without this secret? Child of God, when you understand prayer, anywhere they put you, you will survive. I don't know who that is for. I don't know where they have placed you. I declare you will survive in the name of Jesus. You will not just survive, you will thrive in the name of Jesus. I stand there, I declare enough of wickedness in your life in the name of Jesus. It is time for some goodness in your family in the name of Jesus. Receive goodness in the name of Jesus. Receive goodness in the name of Jesus. Receive goodness in the name of Jesus. Enough of wickedness. Receive goodness in the name of Jesus. In your business, goodness in the name of Jesus. Your career, goodness. Your marriage, goodness. Your academics, goodness. Your family, goodness. Your health, goodness. Receive goodness in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Let's rise on our feet and go home. It is time for your family to experience goodness. Lift your voice and begin to declare, I experience goodness going forward. I experience goodness going forward. We are done. We have 5 more minutes. And I release you to go home. Just declare with 1 minute. Declare. Hey! It is time for goodness. Malito keketunta paruske. It is time for goodness. Every human wickedness around you, I bury it on this ground. Jana magadaba. They have vowed they will not remove their hand from your case. They have vowed they will not let you rest. They have vowed that your name will constantly be on their tongue. Shatu kapatu pepetun teketetede risoto yanaba we pakuta baraska. On the wings of my intercession tonight, I change your story. Liparatasa. They are waiting for you to swell and die. They are waiting for bad news to come. They are waiting. Jadadadadada. I declare Holy Ghost fire on their waiting. Holy Ghost fire. They are waiting for your children to fail. Holy Ghost fire. They are waiting for your life to be messed up. Holy Ghost fire. They are waiting for things to go wrong. Holy Ghost fire. Jabagada perusataya lipagodo palantaye liske perusketa lepradosata lipagodoskete. Every chain they have used to bind you, I command the chain to fall off. I command the chain to fall off by the mercy of God, by the goodness of God. I command the chain to fall off.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.